Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's overtaken them, Tommy.
What happened?
It's an addiction. To the point where when they've done what they can at home,
yeah,
like they've out of space, it's not enough. They need to find new lands, a manifest destiny, if you will.
What'd you say, land?
You heard me. Of flowers, vegetables, and shrubbery.
Mm.
Why the hell, all of a sudden, does it seem like you Rochester ladies cannot live without digging a hole for more and more plants?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. If you drive 490 in and out of the city, you may have noticed a project that has taken off.
What is it?
It's a garden right on Broadway Street called the 490 Garden.
Mm.
And it's taken care of by the 490 Gardeners.
The Ladies Auxiliary?
Yeah. Not very creative with the name.
Yeah.
You could have hired somebody. But these three women, Rachel, Chloe, and Courtney, back in 2018, decided to do something with this empty space that was just there.
Mm.
They wanted to beautify it. Then the pandemic gave them more time to dedicate to this garden.
So they're just volunteers.
You got it.
So it's a community garden, basically?
Exactly what it is. And 7 years later, Tommy, they have food, flowers for people in the neighborhood. They have taken a blank space in the middle of the city. They have beautified it.
All right.
They are using this area to teach other people how to garden and grow. Their group is getting bigger and more people are getting interested. And don't get me wrong, all of that is amazing.
Okay.
It's a great idea. Fantastic. Nothing like, you know, a little community.
Yeah.
But it does prove something I know other husbands listening have going on in their life.
What's the matter?
Tommy, women get addicted to gardening.
Oh, yeah. Like your wife is big into it, right?
Yeah, she is. She's very big into it. And it becomes a serious problem.
Well, you guys are complete opposites because you don't like to do any of that
stuff. I'm a dude.
Tommy likes it.
Like I said, I'm a dude.
My dad enjoys taking care of his yard, like very particular.
Oh, no. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There is taking care of your yard, and then there is gardening.
Sure.
There is a huge difference.
Well, he has other types of plants that he's very obsessed with.
So you don't think this is a female thing? You think this is an everybody
I will say I probably know more women that are into it than men, but I do know some men that take a lot of pride in that garden.
Okay.
Like Italian men love to garden, like especially those old guys.
Yeah.
They always had to have a little something in the backyard somewhere.
I don't think anybody, any Italian guy under 50, has a garden anymore.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
You think that's a dying out thing?
I think so. What, Kimmy, do you know somebody?
Yeah.
Who?
I know multiple people that have.
They,
if nothing else, they'll have a tomato plant.
Okay, that's not a garden. Like, what?
But her brother's got like chickens and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, my brother's got a ton of stuff.
Is that your brother or his wife?
I think it's both of them. They both just really, they bought a place with more land so they could grow more stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's back.
Going back to these three women that started this garden off of 490, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to take a shot in the dark.
Go ahead.
You ready? I would venture a guess that all three women in the story have gardens where they live.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I would also guess those gardens are sold out, but they didn't want to stop gardening.
So they ran out of space?
Yes, and they just picked this new space. My wife did exactly that. Like you said, my house is overrun.
Yeah, it is.
Inside and outside with plants.
Mm-hmm. That was judgment, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you said you when you dropped off my car.
I watched your dog disappear walking back towards the house. I'm not kidding you.
Despite the fact that we have no more room for any more plants, she keeps sneaking more and more plants into our home and onto our property. Yeah. And she got so sold out that she went and got a community plot in the Henrietta Community Garden.
So she's part of another group?
No, she has a plot in this park, Tinker Nature Park.
Where, so like multiple people have like their space inside this garden.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And she's one of them. So she grows vegetables in the garden in the back. Yeah. She grows flowers.
Where does she get the time?
I don't know.
Yeah, does she have to go water it every day?
Not every day.
I bet you it's probably like somebody has maybe each day to water.
I have not paid attention once. But she comes back every once in a while with like a ton of vegetables that she grew. So like,
And you don't eat vegetables either.
I do. I eat vegetables.
You're really picky. You're like the weirdest light eater I've ever met in my life.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm Glenn Johnson now? I
never see any pet eat a tomato.
I'm not a huge tomato guy.
You don't like celery.
I hate celery.
You don't take care of your kids. You run your mouth all night. You sleep all day.
I do wonder, like, people like your wife who have the home garden and like this extra garden. I mean, like,
that's deep.
The one garden alone is going to get you way more than you need. Like, I know most people that have like their home growers. They're trying to give some of that stuff away because it produces so much.
Okay, look, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it seems to me, based on this story, what's going on in my life, personally, 252 WCMF, why is gardening so addicting to you ladies? Because even Kimmy, the least nurturing woman on the planet,
I do enjoy plants.
Has a garden.
Yeah.
Explain it.
I don't know. I like watching things grow.
You don't
you take pride in it. Like you nurture it. It gets bigger. It produces flowers and stuff.
But she's got a very unique garden.
Satisfying about it.
Oh, Kimmy's got a unique garden?
Yeah, no melons.
Well, you got plenty for your neighborhood, so.
Yeah.
Zing.
You guys are brutal. There's another strange thing here.
What's that?
252 WCMF. We're talking about these three women. Back in 2018, they started a community garden off of 490 in the city of Rochester called the 490 Garden. It's on Broadway Street there. Pandemic came, gave more time to build it up. Now, 7 years later, they got food coming out for people in the neighborhood, flowers to give to people. They've taken that blank space. They've made it beautiful. They are bringing more people, teaching them how to garden. And all of this is a really, really good thing. But it proves my theory
that
women immediately get addicted to gardening. It is also strange to me, in the last 5 to 10 years, that gardening has had the comeback it's had with millennial and Gen Z.
Well, it has to be part of that, like you said, the pandemic. You were stuck at home. Everything was coming up short. So people were thinking, I gotta grow my own food, right?
That was my wife's plan.
And I think once they got into it, that's their hobby.
But like, here's the
and
thing.
It's a healthy hobby. I mean, it's great. You're outside. It's hard.
Gardening. Tommy Boulay for gardening.
Get in shape.
No, look, I get the pandemic. You needed something to do. People were worried about food.
But
it
is backbreaking.
That's what I mean. Like, when the pandemic ended and you don't have the time anymore, why it stuck with you ladies of Rochester.
Yeah.
I would have thought,
Tommy,
once the world opened back up again, the first thing you all would have punted on was gardening.
Well, farming, basically.
Yes, but no. All you Kimmies of the world keep flooding Instagram with your plants and tips and whatever. And it ain't even a country thing. From the city, like this story, to the burbs, to the sticks. Hmm. All ladies are growing all sorts of stuff, and you won't stop. You just won't
stop. Why does it bother you so much?
I want my wife back.
It does. It does it overtakes your house.
What, the plants?
Gardening.
There's no space in my house.
And it's not like something you cannot. Gardening is something like I'm not going to do it this week. Yeah. No, you have to go out there every day, or it dies. So it's almost like having another person outside you have to feed.
He nailed it. It's like having a third kid.
Yeah.
And
especially if you got, like, your wife got a sizable garden, and she's got it also around the house.
And the third garden at the Henrietta thing.
I mean, that is insane.
She's nuts.
But I mean, somebody like your wife is so driven with everything she does. No matter what hobby she has,
she's probably going to
take up all of her time.
Right, that's why she's a doctor.
No, but, okay.
Like, I'm guessing once your wife, like retires, she's never going to be home.
I'm horrified by it. No, she will be nothing
but
home.
That's the plan.
And
she's never going to be inside your house, put it that way.
Okay, I get what you're saying with my wife.
She needs something to, like, take care of, to, like, accomplish, you know?
It's not just my wife, and I can prove it.
Right.
Because there is another trend that has shown up.
What's that?
at least a fantasy trend for women, Kimmy, your age, Gen Z, and millennial women. The homestead trend.
The who, what?
Right, here's the idea.
Bread makers.
Pass that. And that's part of it. You buy a plot of land.
Yeah.
You and a bunch of other people you know build a bunch of homes on it, and you tend to the land and grow your own food.
It just sounds like a compound.
It's a compound. That's exactly what it is.
It's like isn't that how the branch division started?
The branch division, and weren't those guys who hated math so much?
Yes. No, but you're Koresh, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I say this to my wife all the time.
But do you think that, I thought that was more of a financial thing. That's why you were seeing
but
stuff
it's a commune.
Like that more.
Oh, right, no, but I'm watching rich women on Instagram.
It's a commune.
Yes, my wife follows all of these women in their 20s and 30s. Breezy's walking by. I'm sure she wants to do this also when she gets older, where they want to build these compounds and live near their friends and like go back to a more holistic lifestyle. I'm telling you, it ain't just a hard work thing. It's like this mentality of like, life was simple.
And by the way, life wasn't simple. Life sucked back then.
Thank you.
Like my mother grew up on a farm during the Depression. It blew. They were poor, and it was work.
Look, I'm with you, man. And I'll have my wife will come in and complain about all the work in the garden. It's like, you know,
do you imagine going outside today? It's going to be 95 degrees and weeding a garden and watering it.
Ain't going to happen.
You're going to be exhausted.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We got messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. James writes us, Duffy, I'm a Rochester bitch boy.
Well, at least he's up for it.
I just started my first indoor garden. I'll gladly join the ladies in taking over the green space. Cannabis is fun. There's a difference between men and women.
Okay, yeah.
If a guy has a garden, he's growing pot.
Yeah,
Am I wrong?
It's a fun garden.
I know women that do that too. I think you have an idea that it's just women, and I think you're wrong.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean,
there's some sissy boys out there.
I don't know. I think you're underestimating.
You call me a sissy all the time.
How many men have taken it up as a hobby?
Well, you bring that up, 252 WCMF. Mark is on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning, Kimmy. So I went out last year, end of the year, bought a rototiller. I made a 25 by 25 plot. I was going to do all sorts of gardening this year. Because I enjoy my yard. I enjoy the flowers and everything like that. So I said, you know, I'm going to do a vegetable garden. It's now just a big 25 by 25 weed garden. The deer have overtaken it. I've just given up on it. So it's just a big green weed garden right now that the deer enjoy.
So it was too much work.
I have not gotten one single thing, a pepper. I got a pepper out of it, and one pepper. I brought it in the house, and I never even used it. It actually rotted. So, yeah, what a waste of time and money. Gardening is stupid.
Hey, Mark, what do you think you spent soup to nuts on your one pepper?
$1,000.
No!
Well, he bought a rototiller.
Yeah,
I bought this used rototiller, but this thing, this Honda Rototiller brand new is like $3,300. I bought it used, and I bought it just to put in my garden.
And those things are brutal to run.
Yeah, FRC 800, no big deal.
Mark, you failed. What do you? Yeah, of course it's no big deal.
$1,000 for one rotten pepper.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be selling a rototiller.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not crapping on gardening.
No.
I'm just crapping on it because it's ruining my life in my personal space at home.
It does become, it's an addicting hobby, and it's all-consuming.
Okay, now, despite the fact that Kimmy says that it's not just a woman thing, I'm going to stick with that right
all
now.
Right.
Because I do think the female gardening addiction, Kimmy, jump in if you think I'm wrong, it's proof that women do not care what men think.
Of course.
Women only do what makes them happy.
Yes.
Because I would
That's
argue.
That's the deal.
Yes, I would argue that most of the hobbies men have are to try and impress women, at least what we think impresses women.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You think that, like, collecting jerseys and going out of your way to find the most unique autograph you can possibly find on the most unique Buffalo Bills item, that is that turning women on for you?
I said most. And by the way, there are plenty of Jersey ladies out there. They'd be like, well, okay. James Lofton.
Just all right.
The point I'm making,
okay.
Kimmy, cars back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, guys, muscle car, yeah.
Guys, they got those cars to impress women,
yeah.
Right? Even though they were, I'm tinkering. No, that was for chicks. Going out to bars, If that's your hobby, you're hoping the ladies are going to be there.
Yeah.
Playing sports, the clothes we wear that we think are cool. If you work out, all of that is to impress ladies. Or like women, the hobbies you women have, Kimmy, you are not factoring in how men think at all.
Yeah, no, that's all for us.
Nothing about gardening.
Because they don't
have
to.
You mean
they've already got us at their feet, so they don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, I can't think of a hobby that she would have that would be for you.
That's what I mean. Like, we as men could learn a thing or two about our own enjoyment from the women of the world that just do what they want because they like it.
They won't let you.
No, that doesn't, what?
They won't let you do that,
no,
man.
No, we can go do whatever
we
want.
No, you cannot. You cannot. She will ruin it. She will either confiscate it or overrun it.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I don't really know what hobby you have.
Okay, let's say a guy has a, I'll give you a great example. Okay. I got buddies.
I got
multiple buddies.
I got piece of crap buddies.
Piece of crap buddies. One's right over there.
The hell did I do here?
You know what they got? They got themselves a man cave.
Yeah, right.
Dressed it up nice.
Yeah.
And I know you don't get to use that man cave at all. It's taken over by your wife and your daughters. Like, how many times do you buy things you don't even get to use?
Yeah. There will be two separate sleepovers in my man cave over the next 2 weeks, none involving me.
Mm. Yeah. Totally confiscated.
Yeah, he's right.
Well,
it sucks.
You got kids.
See, and that's what they hide behind. Well, you have to do it for the children. The children need a man cave so they can watch ESPN at night. For the children.
252 WCMF. We started with women's addiction to gardening. Kimmy stood up for all the ladies out there. No, it's not just ladies. It's men, too. Talking about these three women. Doing a really great thing. Were you going to say something before I go to the phones, Kimmy? I'm sorry. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, morning, you guys. Yeah, I think, you know, gardening is very therapeutic, especially for women. My wife is one of the best gardeners out there. Our backyard looks like something out of, you know, field, not Field and Stream, but the other one of those gardening books.
Yeah, it looks like one of them gardening books out there.
It really does. And now, as far as that gentleman that called with the 25x25 garden, our garden this year is about 20x40.
Woo! I got acreage.
Well, the biggest thing for us is we like to overwinter as many potatoes as we can, and as much as we can get, we can what we can.
Who doesn't want a can of potatoes?
Well, no, Tommy would love a potato in the can, actually.
I would love that. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
That does sound like a good to rust it up the busset, you know? But, hopefully, I'm looking at getting probably about 150 pounds of potatoes this year that we'll use over winter, and then, like I did last year, I replanted the ones that we didn't eat that had eyes on them, and they all came up. So, no, gardening is very therapeutic, and, I couldn't stop my wife from getting more plants if I wanted to, because she just does so well with
bro,
it. You know,
she should
drive down by our house and check it out.
You're in hell.
Yeah, blink twice if you've got a gun to your head. Seriously.
You're an absolute husband hell.
I do love it.
No, I'm not. I love it. I love my wife. I love my garden.
That's what every Manson kid said.
All right.
Hey, Tom, I love potatoes. Call, have a good rest of the day.
I got 150 pounds of potatoes for the winter. I got really good. What do you think of me now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lady in the back?
Yes, yes.
Yes. There's a man in this room who has a specific outfit picked out for when he does his yearly trip to the garden factory.
Well, I don't want to get smushed. And it's senior day.
You look forward to it.
Well, it's senior day. It's half off, man.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can't really
you're
jump
you're going
on.
Pretty hard for being you.
Yeah. You got 150 pounds of potatoes. Winter's coming.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is short, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Got to get to it.
And it's something you realize the older you get, right? Some folks, as time is running out, they decide they have things they have to do before they go.
Okay.
And this is one of those stories. And although it's not the craziest request we've ever heard from an elderly person,
yeah,
it's also not out of the question that this woman's trip to accomplish a dream could have ended with her never coming home. It's not that funny. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Allow me to introduce you to Emily Beulah.
So it's old Beulah up to these days.
Well, last week she turned 105 years old.
God damn. Mm-hmm.
And for her 105th birthday, she had a birthday wish.
Okay.
She always wanted to and never had the chance to ride the Maid of the Mist.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yep.
Take the old ship over to see the falls.
Yes. Take the old ship.
I remember you had to row to it.
So with the help of the folks at the old folks facility she lived in, all 105 years of Emily Beulah.
I did a wheeler in there.
Yep. They took her right out to Niagara Falls. They got her on the boat. She lived her dream and had a very special 105th birthday. She lived. I know you're waiting for her to die. She survived it, and she went back to the home, but she is still alive right now.
She didn't go over the rails.
She did not go over the rails. How would she do that?
In a boat.
No, I know. I'm assuming she was sitting.
Like a burial at sea. We're all done here.
So here's the thing. This story is a nice story where you all get to go, aw.
Yeah.
Because it ends well.
And it's not too dangerous.
You got it. But here's the thing. 99.999999% of people that can hear us right now will not live to 105.
No.
And I would imagine you're pretty fragile at 105.
Oh, yes.
So it wouldn't be all that crazy, Tommy, even in a trip that is not that dangerous like this, to end in massive disaster.
Sure.
On and off a boat.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Bingo. Do you think there was a conversation before they decided to take Emily to the Maid of the Mist to live her dream?
Probably some waivers were signed, I'd guess.
Well, you probably do in general when you just get on the damn boat anyway, right?
But I'm talking like at the home.
Like, so like with the handlers and all that stuff, because you had to have people with her.
Right? I would see. I don't think 105-year-olds jumping in her car. Because like, look, even at 105, like you said, this is a pretty pedestrian request.
Yeah, but still like.
And even if you're a spry 105.
What does spry 105 look like? It sounds like a easy listening radio show.
Yes, it does.
Spry 105 with Tony Infantino.
You can get up and down.
Yeah, I mean, everything's dangerous when you're 105. Hardwood floors are dangerous.
You ain't kidding, man. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are plenty
but she ain't skydiving.
Well, that's just it. There are plenty of people who at 70, 80, 90 decide they want to do
big bucket list items.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to that dangerous request the elderly relative in your life has, do you let them go? Is it a good idea to risk their health or their actual life?
You
to give them?
I mean, as we start to age, more of us are aging. You're going to see more of this stuff.
Okay.
People going longer. And, you know, going 90, you know, for your generation, maybe nothing. So you could see, like, 90-year-olds skydiving and ziplining and hang gliding. Like, the landscape could just be covered with splattered grannies and grandpas.
Okay, so let's talk about skydiving. Because I do think that's the one where people are, like, most familiar with.
Well, Bush did it.
Senior. How old was George Bush?
I want to say he was almost 90.
Can we Google that, Kim?
Now, he tandemed with a guy, you know.
Well, yeah, I heard he was into that.
Wasn't there just a woman somewhat locally that did it for like her 90th birthday
probably.
Or something?
Screaming granny.
Why are you being mean? You're debating. It's weird how they all sound like Phil Collins at concert.
Let's see.
Okay, as you look that up.
Yeah.
Has anything ever gone?
75. Oh, no.
No.
Says, okay.
You're talking about Bush?
He celebrated his 75th, 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays by skydiving.
George.
Yeah.
Senior. Yeah.
So he went at each of those ages.
Okay. There has to have been a tragedy in the air with the amount of elderly people.
Well, yeah, of course there is. I mean, the law of averages. Somebody's going to tank that chute.
But we've never heard that story. Do they cover it up? Has it actually never happened?
Well, a lot of those people go with somebody, so you've got a built-in backup plan because you're a tandem.
No, but I'm talking just like a heart attack or something.
Oh,
That's not out of the question.
Oh, yeah, true.
Or like, you know, just the...
From just taking it too much air into your old mouth.
My chin is covering my mouth. I can't breathe.
Like, you know, choking on your own denture.
Exactly.
There was a man at 107 that went skydiving. He broke the record. Well, it says he broke the record again for being the oldest person to skydive.
And a hip. Yeah, just like how fragile your bones are there.
Yeah.
Just that landing is going to F you up.
Amen. I'm with you. All right, so let's say, because your old man made it to...
87.
87 years old. And he was in a bad way towards the end.
I would have loved to have thrown him out of an airplane. Save your money now.
If your old man, as part of his bucket list, wanted to jump out of a plane, would you have been fine with that?
No.
No?
No, my brother's... No.
Why? He's going to die soon.
I know, but...
What's the? I mean, is
I would have been cool with it. I don't think my brother would.
Okay. Well, the risk would have been you're going to lose him too early.
Yeah, but like you said, like he was a physical wreck. So to your point, what's it hurting at this point?
But is it selfish to say no?
No.
To try and keep.
I think I will say this: let him do it.
Okay.
I mean, it's the end of their life. Let them check out however they want. You know.
But here's the thing: I don't think they don't think they're going to check out doing this.
No. They don't think they're going to die. They still, yeah. My father thought at 87 he had another 10 years.
Well, yeah, but your father's an idiot.
Yes, he is. He also had four VCRs, three in a box. He thought he was going to outlive the service of four VCRs.
And those things go forever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this 105-year-old woman from our area. Her birthday request, turning 105, was to go ride the Maid of the Mist in Niagara Falls. And that's a pretty pedestrian request.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is risk in taking a 105-year-old woman out around the water, on a boat, all this stuff. And when it comes to the more extreme stuff, the dangerous stuff, do you let those people, those elderly folks that want to cross this off the list, go? Is it too dangerous for them? Is it selfish to say, I want you around longer, so I don't want you to take this risk? Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm good, and you?
Good, man. What do you got?
I just want to say, I was riding my four-wheeler. I had an old Explorer. My grandmother was about 76. She passed away about a year and a half ago or so, but when she was about... maybe a year before going, she took me on a ride in my four-wheeler. I sat on the back. She rode about 60 miles an hour down the road.
Did she have experience with four-wheelers, or this is a first-time thing?
Well, she was actually a truck driver for some time.
Okay. All right.
So she understood what she was doing behind the wheel, but at the time, she was doing chemo and everything, so... just wanted to say, like, live it out.
All right, so you had no worries. Like, God forbid, Alex, if she would have bounced off that four-wheeler and died in that moment, you wouldn't have felt any guilt. You would have been fine because she was going anyway.
I would have been with her, and she was under control, and if that's what was meant to happen, that was meant to happen.
All right, but here's what you're not thinking. Hold on.
He's probably more upset about the four-wheeler.
Alex, I get where your mind is, and I do agree with you in that way.
Yeah.
But, like, how old are you, buddy?
27.
Oh, you're 27. Okay. 27? No, but Alex, like, this isn't like a quiet way to die, though. Let's say she fell off program. Alex! Ow! Ow! And those are like the final moments of her life. Like, that wouldn't have worried you?
I was on the wheeler with her. And I was like, if we're going together. But
I ain't going together.
I had complete trust in her.
Okay. All right, Alex, thanks for the call, buddy. Sorry about your grandma.
By all means.
All right. Bye, Alex.
Yeah, I'm not dying with my grandmother. If she wants to go, if I have a grandmother or any parent that wants to do this, you go do this, but I ain't doing it. I take no joy in, hey, we died together.
But I guess, like, to his point, the only way she could do this is if he was with her.
No, you could try it yourself, Granny. Go ahead. The key's right there. Fire it up. Go right down the street. Have a ball.
I think that's where it gets way more complicated, too, because most of the things that that are on people's bucket list, they don't want to do it alone.
Well, they almost, you know? Some of them can't.
Yeah, or they can't. So somebody's
got to be. You can't get in the shower alone. You're not going to skydive.
So somebody in the family or a friend or whoever is going to have to do this with them. So if it also terrifies you to do that,
I'm going to let him do
how
it.
How many people are going
to
do it?
I'm going to let him do it. I'm just going to hope that somebody else talks him out of it so I don't have to.
Oh, so you're just being a coward.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be behind and be like, yo, let him do it. No, seriously, let them do it.
I don't want their death to be on my hands. Let him, you know. Okay. So.
But again, if she's.
Go do your thing. If you think you can skydive, but you need a walk-in shower and bathtub, with an ass massager, but you go. You jump. You go for it there.
We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Like we always say, we lead the league in Connors.
We got another Connor?
We got another Connor. He writes us, my great aunt is 97 years old. She still skis and boats. She's part of the Bristol Mountain Ski Patrol.
No, and she's not.
What he says, and one of the few that is certified to do rescues on the double black diamond slopes.
Where she's 90, what?
97 years old.
Holy and she's skis.
He said, not only skis, is part of the ski patrol.
Right, so she'll
patrol.
Be there. She'll be there to show up when you fall down.
I would think I died. Right, if a 97-year-old woman comes to save me, like, I've died. This is someone from heaven that is coming to get me. Grandma?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, again, talking about bucket list stuff for folks on the verge of death anyway. Okay, that sounds harsh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they're old. They're going to die soon. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Mike Mealy's vision of a bucket list is just to have his kids not ruin his retirement so he can crap his pants at the bathroom of a restaurant on poor Edie Mealy's purse. Leave me alone.
Go back and get his cannoli, by the way. Go get his cannoli.
George W. Bush Sr. is a terrible person to compare other seniors with because he was a World War II fighter pilot.
Fair enough.
Who bailed out of many airplanes himself. So he's probably like, oh, the hell with it. Why do I care if I jump? Like he had a speedboat, you know, this giant speedboat that the Secret Service couldn't keep up with him wherever the hell he was living, like in Maine. So I mean, he's probably not the best person to have.
Okay, that's a fair statement, fair statement.
There are a lot of questionable websites on the internet that show seniors dying doing bucket list things. You're not going to read about them. Because of terrible things, but you know it's a good palate cleanser if you want your
time.
You're like, you know, I'm feeling bad today. My tooth hurts. Let's watch, you know, somebody do something stupid. So that's all I got.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Finishing on a high note there.
Yeah. Did you say it was a palate cleanser?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's God. The other thing I didn't think about with some of these switching gears here. The money it could cost to fulfill the dream of a grandparent and a it may not be so much dangerous as it is expensive.
I mean, if they have the money, you have no argument, right? But no, you're right. If you're the one front the cash for this,
So I told you,
everybody's got to chip in.
My brother was around early 70s,
okay,
and late 60s, early 70s. He wanted to go to Spain and run with the bulls like in those Hemingway novels.
Okay.
So he was going to do this. Like they were going to go to this place in Spain where you've seen these videos. They're hysterical.
Jeremy's seen a bunch of them.
Yeah, just running. And people are getting gored and thrown into cafes and stuff. And there's red wine being spilled all over with their blood. And he wanted to do this. So he started to practice. He's running with the bulls. So his brother-in-law had a mini bike. They went and bought steer horns and attached it to the handlebars, and he chased them up and down the street with a mini bike with horns on it
so
he could
imagine living
and
on
this
that
was going
street.
on my brother's rich guy street in South Florida.
I have a question.
Yes, Pat.
Why do you need the horns?
Well, to poke his ass.
No,
so,
but the bike is still, I mean, it's the same.
I think you want to get the full experience of having the full getting gored in the ass.
Okay, you're going down this other road, right? Which, you know, we're talking about dangerous and them doing it on their own. Okay, that's one thing. Sometimes it's not so much about their safety, but more your sanity. Because another popular request for people getting towards the end is a journey to a city or country that they've never been to before.
A travel experience.
Or they went to when they were kids and they have unfinished business, right? Like taking a very elderly person on vacation seems like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Airport, hotel, traveling around the city, finding
you got to take care of them. And by the way, most of these places they want to go to, probably not that like handicap accessible.
You mean all of Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't come up. They built the Colosseum, no ramp.
And by the way, you've seen Honor Flight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So for those not familiar, they take veterans to countries they've served in or to memorials for wars they've served in D.C. And they have this massive staff of volunteers. Plus,
oh, it's a crew, man.
And I believe family members are also allowed to travel with them to help. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing program, right? But imagine doing all of that on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you and a sibling, you or your...
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
How? I mean, is it selfish to say no because you don't think you can handle the struggle? It is their last request.
Yeah. It depends on how much they did for you, right?
Well, that's a selfish thing to say.
No, but let's say like your dad who sacrificed for his family his entire life. Like that house was so small, he left so you kids could have room.
How has he not used that as an excuse yet?
And let's say the Bills are playing in some faraway place.
Yeah.
And he's old now. Hair's still spiky, but what's left of it? You got to take him. You and Ryan got to take
Ryan
him.
Ryan can sister. Take him. Well, my sisters. My sisters are Ryan can take
so
him.
You, all right, so
I'll meet you there. Hey, guys. Right. I'll meet you up in the parking lot.
Yeah, to your point, it would be draining.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a pretty good perk.
What's that?
It's also amazing that guys making this kind of money were looking to make more money in an illegal way.
You always need more money.
Bro, they got caught. Whoa. And like they're in some serious trouble now.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you're headed out to Bills camp today, you're going to go see those players on the field. And the ones that you know that have made the roster already,
yeah,
right, they get several perks. Past the contracts, mm-hmm, past the fame.
Yeah.
Dami, did you know?
I did not.
That every NFL player is given a card from the union that no matter where you are in America, if you need a ride home, call this number, they show up and pick you up.
Wait, how's
it's
that?
It's covered by the union.
Oh.
It's the idea is to prevent people from getting behind the wheel drunk or high,
yeah, right,
and getting into trouble. But it comes with being a member of the NFL. Mm. Another perk of the NFL, what we're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
Did you know that every NFL player is entitled to 2 Super Bowl tickets every year?
Every player.
Every single player.
Every current player.
Yes.
Not
every current. Yes. If you are, yeah, in the NFL right, okay, now,
you get 2 tickets.
You're, okay, allowed to buy 2 tickets,
okay,
at face value, oh, for the Super Bowl.
All right.
And that's where this problem started.
Yeah, well, then what happens?
Well, the NFL discovered that around 100 NFL players bought their tickets and then resold them at a profit to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. I mean, okay, that's big money.
But to them?
Yeah, big money is relative.
Yeah.
Because you're right. To you and I, can you Google what the face value of a ticket to what was Super Bowl last year?
New Orleans?
No, like, what,
oh, like what number? I don't know.
Just put last year's Super Bowl.
Okay. And then, so they were selling them on the open market?
So some of them were selling them on the open market.
Yeah.
And some of them were selling them to, quote, ticket bundlers, like those companies.
Oh, yeah,
that
they're like traders.
You got it.
Yeah.
So just to give you a heads up, the cheapest in-the-door seat for the Super Bowl last year was $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
The average ticket was $8,000. I would assume they were decent seats.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Kimmy, what was the face value ticket?
Oh, face,
yeah,
value.
Face value. That's, okay, what I'm looking for because that's what they get to purchase.
So actually, they're flipping these tickets.
So let's say, Tommy, you could make $3,000.
Yeah.
Right? And on 2 tickets, flipping them. Is that worth it?
Well, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, Josh Allen makes a bazillion dollars. But there's guys that are making
league minimums.
Great money, yeah, but not like Josh money.
League minimums, like, I think $750,000.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, screw them. I thought there was like some chump guy making, you know, like,
well, there's
75,
guys,
100.
No, 100 grand. No, like even practice squad minimum, I think,
yeah,
is
like
a
those
quarter.
Guys.
I think that's a quarter.
They get
mil.
A quarter million?
Well, it gets paid weekly. Like, you have, yeah, to be on the practice squad, but I think it's a quarter.
Oh,
mil.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pigs.
Okay, Kimmy, what was this?
I mean, scum. There's such a range, like from $1,000 to like 7,500.
Okay.
God damn.
All right, but let's say, so 7,500, I would assume, would be the best seat you can buy in there.
Would
so
think?
Let's, all right, so let's say $1,000 is the cheapest seat face, yeah, value. They were going for $3,000 cheapest seat, so that's $4,000 profit on
in
2
in your
tickets.
Pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but now, to your point, they make too much goddamn money.
Right.
All right, so the players that have been caught, according, mm-hmm, to ESPN, have been fined the money that they made, and then some, They have also been banned for the next 2 years from being able to buy Super Bowl tickets.
What if they're in the Super Bowl?
You can't buy. Well, okay. I wonder if that's a different allotment for the team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's a good question. That's a great question. You make it to the Super Bowl, you want to buy tickets for your family.
Can't come.
Yeah.
You got to buy them on the secondary market now? Ooh.
So much for that money that you made.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, because you're right, $4,000 for anyone in this room would be an insane amount of money, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, is it stupid if they thought they were going to get away with it to want to put $4,000 in your pocket if you're making $750,000?
Well, I mean, it's always better in my pocket than somebody else's.
But it wouldn't have been in somebody else's
pocket. No, but I'm saying, like, to score that money and go have a little fun with it, I guess.
I wonder how they found out they were doing it.
That's a good question. They don't have that in
somebody
the story
bragged.
Here.
Somebody ran their mouth and bragged how much money they made, and that's how they got caught.
It's a good question. I don't know, unless somebody inside one of these companies, too, went to the NFL and ratted. Or they could have also figured out. I'm sure the NFL has a block of tickets where they put the players.
Hey, didn't see the game.
Sale. Exactly. Like, would you see those for sale online? Right. Then you realize that some guys are selling those tickets. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over 100 NFL players are in trouble with the NFL after they say they took their two NFL Super Bowl tickets that they're allowed to buy every year at face value and sold them for a profit to last year's Super Bowl. They have been fined more than the amount they've made, each one of these. They're not going to name names, which kind of sucks. I'm dying to know.
Oh, me too.
I want to know the most famous player that got caught flipping his tickets. Also, they're banned from buying Super Bowl tickets for the next 2 years. You know what this means?
What's that?
So, I didn't know that NFL players had the ability to buy Super Bowl tickets just being in the league.
I didn't either, just because I would think that that could go, I mean, that could take up a lot of tickets. I guess maybe the NFL doesn't care.
Well, could you Google how many NFL, current active NFL players there are?
For the whole league?
I want to guess 3,000.
You're saying it goes down to the practice squad.
No. I don't know if the tickets go to the practice squad. I was just telling you what the minimum was.
Right.
So I think it's 3,000, somewhere around there.
3,000 players.
Players
total?
Active in the NFL right now.
Damn.
So that times two, that's 6,000 seats in a 56,000 seat stadium.
That's a pretty big chunk. But they're paying for them, so what do they care?
Okay, so there's only about like 1,700 active.
Okay,
players.
Shut up. So then 3,000 all the way together if they all buy two tickets, which they're not going to.
Okay,
not every
player
is going to buy two tickets. So like there are some people in Rochester that have had active NFL careers in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like people that we've had on the show, people that we know, good people, good people. Now that we know that they were able to get Super Bowl tickets, is it a dick move to ask to buy their tickets?
No. If they're willing to do it, what do you care?
Yeah.
But like out of nowhere.
I mean, if you're dying to go and you know that, why wouldn't you access that guy?
Well, then it creates another more complicated conversation.
Not for me.
How much more are you willing to pay?
You know you're going to have to cough it up, so you can't come in there chintzy.
Well, here's the thing, though, because like we just said, Kimmy, could you, one more time, I'm sorry. League minimum for NFL players this year. If I know this guy's making $750,000 and he's trying to bang me an extra $2,000 per seat.
But you want those tickets.
I do, but does that make him a dick?
No.
No, bless you.
Bless you. If I'm let's say I'm the guy, I'm in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you approach me for these tickets.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask. I'm not trying to push him on
you. Sure.
You're coming to me, and I'm going to burn you for an extra $2,000. Tickets.
What's league minimum?
Per ticket.
$840,000.
Oh, and that's for rookies, right?
Yeah. Try living on that.
Yep.
So once you get 3 or 4 years in the league, you're making a minimum $1 million.
Right.
I would be pissed. If I know you're making a mill house.
Well, that's so entitled to you. You're rich. Give me stuff.
No, but that.
Now you sound like, you know what you sound like?
What?
Me.
I don't want you to hand them to me. I will pay you the face value.
You'll pay for it's more the
face value.
It's more the access to it.
Exactly, because you can't unless you want to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. You can't get a Super Bowl ticket.
Well, yeah, because you don't belong, son.
See, that's why
we don't want your kind in there.
Even though you're not asking for it for free, I would still have to be a pretty. No, I'm saying even though you're not asking for these tickets for free, I think you'd still have to have a pretty close relationship with that person to just. To be bold enough to ask.
And you got to step up.
Because you're also assuming nobody else in their family wants tickets.
Well, I didn't. Maybe nobody knew until. I mean,
Nobody.
Yeah. I didn't know this, and I know everything.
Yeah.
I knew about the card for the rides. I didn't know about the tickets.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm saying that's why I wouldn't ask. Because if I find out this guy that I know, nice guy, I get along with him, right? Goes, I want an extra $2,000 a seat. I would hate that guy forever.
And you know some people that have played.
Oh, I know people, bro.
So let's say. Brian Gionta.
All right, so we're going to go hockey.
Oh, go hockey.
So Gionta brothers. Steve
and
Brian.
And you know, he's a legend in the game, right?
Sure.
On a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So let's say he's got some Sabres go to the Stanley Cup. Same scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
And you find out he actually can buy those tickets.
I'd feel uncomfortable.
Well, you can't afford to go without it. It's sold out.
Okay.
Can't get in.
All right.
And you know he's got two extra tickets.
He can get them. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he's going to bang you a little bit.
No, I would hate him.
No, you wouldn't.
I would hate him.
No, you wouldn't.
I would hate him.
So let's say he's got two tickets.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Wait, for what? No.
You're never gonna see this again.
I spent $10,000 to go to one hockey game.
Well, that's per ticket.
Oh,
and he's sitting in his Lamborghini doing the deal.
When did Brian Jett get a Lamborghini?
He's Italian. Every Italian rich guy has it. You don't think he's got a sports car?
No. See, this is why I would never ask Brian or Stevie.
Is he one of them lame, like rich Italians?
Oh, he's super lame. Yeah, they're super lame.
He's got to have a Lamborghini.
Both of them are super lame. They're just regular people. It sucks. Like, be cooler, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
buy a Ferrari.
Oh, wow. I get to hear about your family vacation at Disney, Stevie. Great. Awesome. Thank you.
I would be disappointed if I went over to his house and he didn't have a Ferrari.
He doesn't have a Ferrari.
That's sad.
I don't think he has a Ferrari. No, this is why I couldn't.
Maybe he's got one of them West Side Ferraris as a plow attachment so he can earn a little money in the winter.
No, like, I mean. Look.
Do your whole driveway in 7 seconds.
There are two reasons why. Because having this job, we do, you know, become friends with.
Well, you meet people.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't like us.
There are two reasons why I never ask for anything.
Yeah.
One, I don't want to be my dad.
Yeah.
But more importantly.
And you never will.
More importantly, yeah. I don't want to run into a situation where it's like, what, are you effing kidding me right now? Because you're right. If we're using Brian Gionta, Stevie Gionta as an example, Stevie works for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
Let's say the Bill, you know, I'm going to go down to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Sabres are playing down there, and I go, hey, Stevie, what do we got for a situation? And he tries to bang me a little more.
You would also have to.
I would hate him.
I mean, like, maybe not so much with somebody at that level, but if you ask for a buddy for, like, a perk that they get at their company or something, you better expect that at some point they're going to ask you for something, too.
And oh, that's
true. And if they're going out of their way for you one time, like, you're going to maybe have to go out of your way for them. So okay. That's also something to factor
payback.
In.
But it's funny, that loops back around to football again, because if there is one perk in Rochester, Western New York right now that companies have that people can't get their hands on, it's tickets to either Bills training camp or actual Bills games.
Yes.
And like right now, there's nothing I can pay back if you have the ability to get me into a game or a training camp that I can't get into. Like what perk would I have that could help you?
That's why you got to throw cash at it.
Nah.
But you got it. Come on. $10,000 to go see your boys play the Stanley Cup.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.